On the next CSI, somebody has dropped the kids off at the pool, and only David Caruso can make sure they wipe it up on CSI Miami.
What do we got?
Well, Horatio, when a police officer caught this kid trying to break into his car, the kid messed his pants.
Well, I guess the officer wasn't the only one on duty.
David Caruso is following his nose to the one suspect who made a number two on CSI Miami.
Horatio, the kid's attorney is claiming the excrement found at the scene doesn't match the evidence from the suspect's shorts.
Well, I'd hate to dump the charges, but this case depends on the lab making the link to the kid and his log.
David Caruso is out to scoop up the bad guys on the next CSI Miami.
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
And welcome back to the Radio Shopping Club. Hey, I'm your host, David. Scientists are now warning us that bottled water is dangerous. Did you know that? Of course you did. Yep, apparently plastic toxins can leach into your water and cause cancer. Oh, and not to mention the terrible impact of all those plastic bottles on fragile spaceship Earth. Well, there's no need to fear with RSC's bottle-free bottled water. Yes, it's got all the goodness of pure, refreshing bottled water without the danger of a plastic container. Now, here's how it works. You turn what we call a knob. You see this? Yeah, it's a knob. And voila! Look at that. Delicious, healthy H2O. That's H2-rific. I'm sorry. I'm just a kidder. Call now and we'll show you how you too can say goodbye to bottled water forever in your own home for just three easy payments of $39.95. That's RSC's bottle-free bottled water. Buy with confidence. Because you know we're not all wet.
RSC, the Radio Shopping Club.
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy. To you, the beach means the simple things. Sun, sand, surf, three coolers of food, a half-acre white blanket, beach chairs, inflatable flotation devices, and a really good book.
You'll need a permit to build that beach tent.
Enjoy those 15 trips back and forth to the car.
Gotta get those dozen boogie boards, yeah.
So when you're next to a guy sitting under a designer sun canopy who has enough buckets and sand shovels to build the Taj Mahal, adjust your Speedo and salute to Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy, a real American hero.
Mr. Overprepared for a Day at the Beach Guy.
You know, getting away from it all doesn't mean bringing it all with you.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
And good morning. It's October 1st.
Yay, a new month.
A new month?
I don't know why I'm excited by that. But yay!
Maybe it'll be a better month. Who knows?
Every day's a better day.
Yeah, I suppose. I forget that. You're here to remind me every
there
day.
There you go.
So you're looking beautiful this morning.
Oh,
you've
thank
got that
you.
Flash dance look.
I don't know if I was exactly going for that. But I sure do. I've decided, though, this morning that Mother Nature was definitely not into fashion or a woman. Like, yeah. How are you supposed to dress for, like, low of 59? High of 85.
Yeah, that's true. You take two outfits with you.
So I just decided I'll just pretend it's summertime still.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So what happened to you this morning?
Well, I knew it was going to be a strange day when I woke up. Well, my cell phone, the alarm is like the ring of when someone calls me. So I was like in deep sleep and I looked at the phone and it says snooze. Uh-huh. And in my head, I'm thinking, who the fuck is snooze and calling me at this time? I was so confused. And then I finally realized that's your alarm clock. And then I spoke to my phone, which I never do. I was like, no, I'm not ready to get up yet. And then I laughed at myself, which then got me out of bed for like talking. So then I get in my car and leaving plenty of time early like I normally do. Mm-hmm. And I see my...
Because you're a positive person.
Right. And I don't want anything to go wrong with my day. Right. Thank you for reminding me. So I get in my car and I had forgotten, because I'm so positive that there's ever anything wrong, that I needed gas in my car. The gas light was on.
Oh.
You know you have a coffee addiction when you're contemplating what's more important, gas or coffee.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I just so I started heading towards Starbucks. I'm like, Sherry, get gas. The last thing you want to do is like run out.
Right.
So I got gas, blah, blah, blah. And then I saw that I still had enough time to get to Starbucks. I'm like, this is a great day.
What a wonderful day.
I know. Until
the birds are singing and the coffee's waiting.
Like Snow White, there's birds on my shoulders. I'm like, doo-doo-doo. It really was. Until I get to the gate, because it's in a parking garage, and the guy in front of me, he's just sitting there, and I'm like, why won't he move? And I'm still calm. And then it's beeping and beeping, and I finally like talked out the window, and I said, is there a problem? All smiley, and then he tells me that it's like telling him he has to pay, and long story short, he backs up, and then I decide I'm going to go forward, and then it tells me I have to pay, and then I'm sitting there like, what do? Do I pay? And then I start thinking, no, why should you pay? This is how they make money off, you know?
Yeah.
So then there was a huge line behind me, so basically everyone just has to keep backing up, and
oh,
I had to get
God.
Out, and then, of course, to make a left into this building, I've never seen such traffic before in
really?
My life. Yes. It was like out of like some scary horror film, like where all these cars are coming, and I'm like, I'm going to be outside of here for the whole show.
Yeah, there you go.
But here I am.
But you made it on
I
time.
I did make it on time.
That's awesome.
That's what happens when we leave an hour early to go 2 miles.
Yeah.
But it's I'm here and I'm happy to be here and it's a good day.
Well, wonderful. It's always a good day as far as you're concerned. And I follow along.
Are you feeling okay today? Awake?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
Yeah, not awake, but great.
I don't think that will ever happen. But you have coffee that doesn't do anything for you?
Yeah, it does. It helps me go from
just
dead.
Become normal.
Yeah. From dead to almost dead.
All right, maybe we need to get you a gallon.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm glad you're alive.
I'm alive. That's all that matters. Yeah.
Right on.
So let's bring in our guest.
Yes.
We have a couple of guests today, and hopefully she'll the next one will show up at 10. And if she doesn't, she doesn't.
She's stuck at Starbucks, too.
Yeah, there you go. So good morning to you. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Sure. And your name is Ellie, right?
Ellie.
Yes. And you come to us from where?
West Hills.
West Hills. Okay.
Oh, I think I work out that way.
Yeah, you work way past it, though.
Oh. Westlake Village.
Westlake Village, yeah.
West Hills is actually closer to Sherman Oaks than West Hills.
Just kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Village.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, were you born here in L.A.?
No, I wasn't. I was actually born in Iran. Japan.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
How long ago did you come?
1985.
Really? So you've been here a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
so
is going to be a great show. I'm sorry. We've got an Iranian and Israeli in the same room.
Iranian. Iranian,
sorry.
Iranian.
I'm white. I don't know any better.
Yeah. So it's perfect timing because Sherry wanted to talk about their nuclear program. So I figured you were
Let's do it.
Qualified.
I'm not going to talk. I'm just going to listen.
I wish I was informative on that stuff, but I'll do the best I can.
Join the club. I just read all the emails my mom sends. I'm like, okay.
But we can talk about fashion and I'll keep up.
Okay, good. Awesome.
We'll
reality
talk about fashion,
shows.
Yeah.
Reality shows will be good.
Yeah. That's awesome. So how old were you when you came out?
I was 15.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you came with a family, right?
I did. Part of the family. I have a big family. We had to kind of, you know, go in pairs. And
Really? It was hard to get out, wasn't it?
It was very hard. The time I left, it was just really, really difficult.
The times of the Ayatollah and everything.
Yeah.
Khomeini, right?
Well,
that was that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to go there, Sherry?
I'm still trying to figure out who you just mentioned.
Well, he's dead now.
I'm like,
so.
I'm going to have a lot to add to this.
Yeah. Hit the history books.
I was never good in history.
No?
No, like math, science, English, I'm good. History, I'm like, too many
that's
dates and things to remember.
Ancient history now.
Yeah.
No, I want to learn, though, so I'm just going to listen.
It's like ancient civilization. I'll be wrong.
I can barely remember yesterday.
Yeah. I think it was 1981 that they took several hostages, American hostages. Was it 1981?
You know, I was really young then. Young. And I don't, I'm embarrassed to say I don't keep up with
It was
the past
time.
Either.
Yeah.
But I think about that time.
Yeah, it was actually... I think maybe a little before that, because it was while Jimmy Carter was president.
1979 was the revolution. Yeah,
yeah, probably the 79
revolution.
Yeah, 79-80, and they took over the American embassy there, because they did have a revolution, you know, and suddenly all the rules change, and they were there for what, 444 days. Those hostages. That's a long
time. That's a long time.
A year and a half.
Yeah. Wow, Sam. You're embarrassing me. Numbers.
No, I'm embarrassing me. It shows you how old I am.
No, your face does that.
Thank you. See, the truth comes out. Yesterday she said I'm not foxy because of my wrinkles.
No, I didn't say the wrinkles. It was just because
it was the guest that said they were foxy.
Well, who calls anyone foxy?
Yeah, that's true.
You're foxy.
She said I wasn't foxy. Okay, well, that's fine. We figure out the truth now.
Now, I wouldn't be able to come into work every day and look at someone unattractive.
Oh, okay, good. I think it was a compliment.
It was a backhanded one.
No, you have a conservative... You know,
look to me, right?
Yeah,
except I'm not at all.
I don't know about foxy, though. What is the definition of foxy? So?
Yeah. Today we call it hot.
Oh, okay.
Do we now, Sam?
Yeah. Except I don't know whether you can say that about a 49-year-old, but, you know.
Sure you can.
Well, 49 is the new 29.
So. Is it really?
So I'm like 12.
Yeah. I sure don't feel 29, let me tell you.
Well, I don't know what 29-year-old feels half dead.
Yeah. No, but definitely gained some wisdom. I don't know if it's good wisdom, but definitely
wisdom's
gained
a good
some.
Thing.
Yeah.
Listen, put wisdom and Botox together, and no one can catch up.
On.
That's all I'm missing now at this point is Botox.
I'm not putting Botox anywhere.
That's a Botox party. You pay, and we'll get it.
Yeah, but I mean, you have a pretty young face. You don't need any Botox or anything.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I'm saving my money just in case.
Are you?
I should have done that.
Yeah.
I'm investing.
Yeah, but you get in LA, you got to go through the boob job first. Then comes the Botox.
I don't know. I'm into the flat look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty flat. You're not flat. You're not
that
flat.
No, but I like the flat. Look, I think it makes me look skinnier. So.
Really? Yeah. I like the flat look too.
Mm-hmm. You like any look that has to do with food. You got them, I like them.
Well, it's better than if someone wasn't interested in them, right?
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's true. True.
Women pay a lot of attention to their boobs.
No, I mean, I like the flat look on me.
Yeah. No, it's true about the weight thing, though, because you'll see skinny girls with huge boobs, and it just makes them look like fat.
Yeah and I'm only 5'2", so.
Yeah. That's why I look fat. They're really like Jugundo.
I see, okay.
It's nothing to do with my thighs or my arms. It's the boobs. I don't look fat.
Do you like your boobs, your own boobs?
Yeah, some days.
Yeah,
sure.
Some days. It's like a hair day, you know?
It's true. Except when they have lumps on them. No, the other day in the doctor's office, I stood up in the mirror because the doctor comes in, which a doctor never does, and said, I'm going to be a little while, you know, and I was like, wow, thanks for letting me know. So I knew I was just going to sit there naked for a while. So I just stood up and I was fixing my hair, and then there was perfect lighting, and I was staring at my boobs and thinking, wow, they kind of look good today. I wish I could take the lighting from here and bring it into my house. And it was the first day that I was I really like my chest today.
See, now the flat look is only good under golden light, not the fluorescent doctor light.
She's researched this.
Yeah. She knows.
I thought you were going to say they only look good in the dark.
I think I'm the blue light girl, and she's like, you look good under fluorescent. That's it. You win.
I think I look good in the bar. I look good after you've had a case of beer.
I like that dark blue light in the bedroom, or really gold, you know, just dim.
Yeah, yeah. Not fluorescent light, that's what you mean. Yeah. Don't need to see everything in the bedroom, right?
And what light do you like your boobs in, Sam?
Any light anywhere, as long as they feel good under my hands, that's all that matters.
Oh, I just got this visual.
My husband gave me these amendments to answer to. He's like, well, what if the questions get, you know, really far out there? Yeah. So
with
I'm
us?
Like,
never.
Wow, I'm talking about boobs and I'm comfortable. What is this in here?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry.
Is there something in the air conditioning.
No, we get people to open up.
Yeah. No, but if you're married and you look pretty conservative, we won't take you there.
Right,
that's fine.
I agree.
We'll respect you. But we do have to talk about boobs. I mean, we
got it.
Not in the first Check. 5 minutes. How did we get there? So back to 444 years. I mean, days.
Days.
They already forget what you've taught.
Yeah. So it was, the country became really religious, you know. They kicked out the Shah and everything. And, I mean, this was a country that used to be friendly for the United States, you know. But the Shah was like, you know.
The
living
what?
The Shah.
I don't know what that is.
He was the king.
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
Like, yeah, like the president.
Okay.
Slash king, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, he was like embezzling money and everything.
Sam, he ruled.
Yeah he
He's
ruled.
He's my mentor.
Is so. He really?
The Shah is my mentor.
Yeah. Well, people loved him for sure, you know. And but he was living lavishly and everything. I mean, he had like everything. But so there was a religious revolution there, and so all the rules changed. And my point is that it was hard to get out. They wouldn't let everybody. Just anybody out mm-hmm. of the country, you know, it's like sort of communism and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the country mm-hmm. went from an Indo-European / Asian, you know, beautiful, affluent, rich country to a Muslim Arabic world. People think
rich
I'm
country.
Arab. Yeah, I mean, right. when I say I'm Persian, they say, oh, you speak Arabic? No, I'm Persian. I
yeah.
speak Farsi. And, you know, I try to correct them when they say Iranian.
Yeah.
If I could just make one person say Iranian, I'm...
you know what's really sad is my roommate
it's
is
America.
Iranian.
You got to talk like Americans.
No, but the sad thing is my roommate's yeah. Persian. And I don't think I've ever called her Iranian.
Yeah.
I think probably it's a Persian, but I should know better.
Yeah.
No, amongst us, we do it too. When my friends and I go out, we're having sushi and we call each other Iranians. You know?
Iranian, yeah.
You Iranian.
Iran, yeah. I know, Iran.
I ran
know.
From the country.
Yeah. I didn't run anywhere. But that's America, you know. I mean, we pronounce things funny here, you know. There's Iraq and there's Iraq and there's Iraq and there's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different pronunciations. But you like Iran.
Iran.
Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. that's the way it's named, yeah. It used to be Persia, right?
It used to be Persia when it yeah. was ancient, you know, country. I mean, when it owned... I don't know, half of the world or something.
Yeah.
But and people say, I'm from Persia. Persia
yeah.
doesn't exist.
It was a big empire, like doing ancient
Cyrus
times.
Under
yeah.
Cyrus and, yeah, Cyrus yeah. like great. And
this is all like gibberish to me.
Yeah. That's okay. You're here to learn.
Yeah, no, I'm
like, I know the ancient civilization because of college, but
right.
the revolution and all that, I kind of try to selectively forget about it.
I
so
see. Okay.
It wasn't a good time, but okay, fine. Let's talk
now,
about
can you, can you guys ever go back?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. my family does. I think everyone in my family has except me, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah. You have no desire?
I do. I miss some things. Like, I miss the blossoms in spring. That mm-hmm. We get four seasons. Beautiful there. I mean, there are a lot of things I miss, but not much.
Yeah.
This is my
yeah.
home.
Yeah. Plus,
I love America.
She's like, if you're listening, don't.
Proud to be an American.
No, but it is a stigma when... I'm a teacher. Parents love me. And when they say, where are you from? Mm. And I say, West Hills. And then and then they say, no, but you have an accent. Where were you born? And I say...
My mama.
I'm tempted to say I'm Mexican, but then I say Tehran, Iran, and their face changes. They go, you're really nice. So, you know.
There's misconceptions, you know. Yeah. I mean, because sometimes you only hear what the media wants you to hear, you know. And
yeah.
People don't realize there's actually normal life there, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So that's
the
cool.
news focuses
yeah.
on the negative
yeah.
instead of all the good people out there.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it does distort, you know, the media distorts the reality of things.
Right.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
To watch.
Are you hopelessly optimistic too?
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Like
watch,
I no
out. Watch out! Watch out! I am.
Really?
I am. Yeah.
I guess you have to be a teacher, right?
I have to be to survive. My husband. I mean, we balance each other. My husband and I. He's
uh-huh.
a total pessimist, and I'm the.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Engineer.
Yeah. He's from the Middle East.
I knew she was positive because when I just met her this morning, she said she watched my video blogs, which number one to have watched and sit through them. I give you lots of positive credit. But number two, she chose the one that's entitled Faith, which
uh-huh.
is, you know, about like, you know, faith and positivity
I
and love
I
and all that stuff.
I guess I haven't gotten to that one.
And she's wearing the same shirt.
That's what I said. I was like, I really
oh,
do
really?
Wear other things. She happens to meet me on the one video she watches me and I'm wearing this.
So So the two of us can like really make you sick in the morning or something.
Yeah, yeah, really sick.
I do a fine job on my own.
Although I do have multiple personalities, so we'll get to that later.
Do you really?
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Self-diagnosed.
Really? Oh, I see. Okay.
Some way to go. Who wants to be told by a doctor that you're crazy?
Yeah. I don't want to admit to my bipolar. That's just too common.
So. Yeah. I know. You need something stylish, right?
Yeah.
It's schizophrenia.
Listen, if you're at the supermarket in your sweatpants and you're not looking so good, you could just say, this is not Ellie, this is Paula.
It's someone else.
I get it. I'm going to start using that.
So what grades do you teach?
I teach anything from kindergarten to sixth grade. I used to teach for public school, and I'm over that. So.
Yeah. So now it's a private school?
I do substitute for public schools, but mostly private. And this year, I'm just tutoring and doing private teaching. Pays better by the hour, and yeah. I'm just kind of waiting for the educational world to have a revolution.
Yeah.
I've only taught 5 years, and I call myself retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, revolutions don't happen every day, you know, just because it happened in Iran.
That's
doesn't
why
mean
she's waiting.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Obama.
You're inspired like I am. Or living in the bubble with me.
Yeah, there ain't going to be no revolution in education. Let me
My best friend's a teacher, and she just got her master's, and she said, well, so much for that, because their pay is frozen. Yeah. So she gets no extra money for having a master's now. But, I mean, she still loves teaching.
Yeah, with Bush, it was No Child Left Behind, mm-hmm. which, by the way, oh,
terrible.
No teacher likes it. Now Obama has raced to the top, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I'm full.
How is it being a substitute teacher, though? I mean, do the kids actually respect you?
You know, I think it depends on the teacher. Yeah. I always give them an hour to first know my amendments, and then I start being
You're
fun.
So Iranian.
Sherry, that's good.
Thank you.
The short sound eye. We'll do a little bit of phonics here, too.
I try. I just get all giddy. I'm like, I'm good.
But you're fortunate because they're younger kids. I mean, they don't give you a lot of trouble, right?
Well, now because I tutor, and I'm good with math, mm-hmm. I do work with kids in 11th grade, you know, sometimes
really?
College level for writing essays. I guarantee passing your essay test.
Really?
Yeah. So I get to work with a variety of...
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a sub as well, like a few years back.
Were you?
Yeah. And I was looking forward to really teaching and stuff, you know, really wanted to get into full-time teaching and that. And but I learned to hate the damn thing, you know. I did it for about a year and a half. No, but I got to tell you, it's like in today's school and public schools, you have to become a cop. You're not really a teacher, you know.
No, that's what she says.
Everybody behaves. Yeah. And plus, you know, when you're a sub, they don't give you as much respect either. And I never really realized that. I was taking myself too seriously, you know.
Well, I give him my Iranian look. Yeah. I wish we could. I just like this.
I thought it was this. Stereotypes.
Yeah.
I have my license, the CBEST, to be able to be a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Like when I got tired of waiting tables, I was like, I'm going to go take the test and I'm going to become a sub. And I thought, well, my best friend said to me, you know, Sherry, if you become a sub, you cannot sleep with the kids. I was like, well, what about the really cute 18-year-olds?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, yeah. Right. We're not going that way.
Yeah. I know. And I really had to watch my language, too. Yeah. I mean, even if you say crap, you know, they're like, ooh, you know, all the kids. So you really have to be careful because they go and they report everything, you know.
But I think you can get respect. I mean, if you go in there and, you know, you're balanced, because number one, you're not their teacher, you know. So
I
think if you put forth a certain amount of something and you're pretty like you, I'm sure all the kids
Well,
are
in
like,
theory, it makes sense, you know. But I was known as the guy that shouts a lot.
No, but you know, with kids, if you whisper, they talk quietly. If you talk loud, they talk louder.
Really?
But then sometimes they just all talk at the same time. And
yeah.
I'll teach you my Iranian look later.
Yeah, the Iranian look. I don't think anything works here. The kids are out of control, I'm telling you, especially middle school.
Yeah, middle school is hard.
Yeah, the eighth graders, my God.
Well, they're going through puberty.
Yeah.
So they're dealing with their own stuff, you know.
Yeah, and the sixth graders are still small and they're young, you know, and they kind of respect you and stuff. But then nice thing is when you go to honor classes, you know, when it's honors, then the kids are a lot more serious about school and they don't give you a hard time.
Oh, yes and no. My really? Best friend, no, she teaches like the gate kids, I guess, which is like the honor kids. And she said they're some of her worst ones because they're so developed like intellectually, but a lot of their social skills are not.
Really?
So like they just think that they're all great and they don't really have to like respect or do anything because they're such good, you know, they're hard workers and get good grades.
Yeah.
So
those,
some of her toughest students.
I see, really.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I found. But,
the honor students correct my accent all the time. I don't like it.
Really?
Do they really?
Yeah, they get kind of cocky. And another thing is that public schools are harder.
Yeah.
I have to admit.
But, I mean, you barely have an accent. You know, my son tells me about, he's in high school now, about all these teachers that you can't understand a word they say, you know, like Asians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't understand what they're saying. I mean, how are you supposed to learn when you don't know what the hell they're talking about?
So, it might be a little difficult.
Yeah, you know. So,
you have to read.
Yeah, so you don't have anything to worry about. I mean, if they give you a hard time, tell them to go to hell. Not in
class. No wonder why you had, issues with your students. And why you're known as a screamer. You're telling kids to go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, now we know why you're no longer a teacher.
Yeah, there you go. I have no patience, obviously. But no, I mean, I took it seriously for a while. In fact, they came and they offered me a permanent job at one of the schools, but I didn't have the
credentials
yet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but now I guess you can get them by subbing like long term. My friend did that, like became
really?
Like a permanent sub and then was able to just take a few classes while they were doing it, is now a full time teacher and doesn't even have a degree.
Tests.
Yeah,
a series
of tests.
I mean, it's
stuff.
Like RECA and CSET and just a long ladder.
Yeah, I was going to do that when I like thought about giving up acting for that brief like 15 minutes. I was like, I'm over this.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who are you
kidding?
I want
to teach, yeah.
Because then I'd be in front of the students performing.
Yeah. But being a sub is hard because you don't know whether you're going to be working tomorrow and stuff like this, because often they call you like right at the last minute, like 6 o'clock in the morning, to come and sub. And but luckily some teachers like me, so they would ask for me in advance and stuff. But I don't have good memories.
Yeah, I mean, it works for me because I have other projects that I'm working on. You know, I do write. I'm working on a novel, and I've always been writing all my life. And
really?
So I have. I'm always busy. I'm one of those people. I'm always busy working on things, and I write columns for a magazine. And so it's I keep myself pretty busy. When they call me, I try to be flexible and make it, because if you make the call and go there, then they call you again.
Right, right. They learn that you're reliable and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of columns do you write? I've always wanted to do that.
Fashion, lifestyle. Gossip.
Good.
All the things that are really important.
For us optimistic people. Optimistic people.
You gotta bring people down sometimes.
That's when Paula comes in.
Mine's starting to come out on Facebook. Like, I'm realizing I'm spending a lot of time with Sam. Because I'm suddenly like getting like smart ass comments back at people, and my friends are like writing me, what happened to Love and Light?
Yeah, Sherry, you need to name her.
I'm thinking so.
Yeah, no, she's gonna blame me for that.
I totally am. Like,
it's so easy. I'm just so easy to pick
her
on.
Her name's gonna be Samantha.
Oh, I like that.
It's my alter ego.
Ooh.
Yeah, alter ego, and she's got stripper names and everything. She's got a million names.
Maybe I already had multiple personalities.
Yeah,
I'm just coming to terms with it.
Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Thank you. Thanks for bringing it to
Shining
light.
Shining the light.
Love and light.
Well, so that's cool. So when did you decide to get married? At what age?
Oh, we're just going to talk about age.
Oh, okay. Well, at what point in your life?
Never mind that.
Yeah. I mean, what happened that made you want to do that?
How old were you when you got married, and what year was that?
It's already. We already figured out how old you are. That's fine.
We did?
Oh,
yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Oh. I kind of trapped you, yeah.
Oh. I mean, you asked her when she came over?
Yeah, in 85, and she was 15. So
I didn't hear the 85 part.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no.
Well, now you just told everybody.
Okay. Now let everybody. Well, duh. Everybody's hearing anyway.
I obviously missed it.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, forget what I said 10 minutes ago. No, I don't think there's anything wrong with admitting your age. You know, I don't get this whole hang-up that women have. I mean, what's shameful about growing older, you know?
Just don't tell my husband. Don't tell my husband how old I am.
I love that. The one person in her life she's lying to is her husband.
Yeah. And he goes, I mean, 10 years after you marry your wife, I didn't realize you were that old. I had to listen to the radio to find out.
Honey, turn on the blue light.
Is he younger than you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's okay now because now dating cougars are hot.
Yeah. You know, I just heard about this at a social party, and what is the definition of cougar in the dictionary, really?
Right. Well, in the dictionary, I think you'd find an animal.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Well, at least it's a cat. It's not a pig.
Right,
isn't
exactly.
Isn't that what they call guys when they go up for younger girls?
They call them pigs.
They call them pigs. We're the cats.
Yeah. Or perverts.
We get what we want.
Yeah, or perverts.
No, we've been trying to figure out cougars here for a while and what exactly is the definition. You know, how much older, or do you have to be a certain age, you know, to be a cougar, or is it, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like to say I'm not one yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm lucky because I'm small. I look
12.
I'd like to think I look good with him. We don't. And the thing is, when they ask me for my ID, they show me this look like, wow. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not a dinosaur, you know. I mean, don't look at me that way. And then they want to repeat it, and I'm thinking, don't go there. Don't, you know, say my age.
No,
don't.
When Sam just gave the year, and I had to do it three
she
times.
Gave it.
No, that's fine.
No,
give
but
me.
Calm down. No, I meant, like, I just had to figure it out in my head three times because I was like, there's no way you're that age.
Oh, thank you.
No,
thank
you.
You're giving me that gay man look at the nightclub. When they, then they look at me and they say, this is your ID. Oh, my gosh. And then they start staring at me. And the compliments, actually, I really do like them. And I don't mind the fact that the year I was born, I could say it over and over, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't like to admit to my age, like the numbers, because I don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
I think as long as I put myself in a denial stage, I'll continue to look good.
So yeah.
That's my motto. Denial. Denial.
Yeah. A great thing to teach your students.
That's
deny
my
till
motto.
You die. Deny till you die.
Yes.
My friend used to tell me that because he used to cheat on women all the time.
Yeah.
He'd be like, deny till you die.
Yeah, exactly. Don't admit it.
Don't admit it.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, okay. Like, woman's
Lead
in bed
fifth.
With you. He's like, she's really not there.
You see me on the treadmill. I am only 21. I am only 21.
I'm on the treadmill like, I'm only 110 pounds. I'm only...
It works. It does.
All right. Yeah. I just call it living in a bubble. You call denial. Nothing else exists.
That's cool. Listen, I got a couple of songs here that I wanted to play for you. Okay, are you up to that?
Is it what I think it is?
Which one?
Hebrew?
No,
No.
I'm not no Hebrew songs here.
Damn it, I can't wait for you to sing. Is it you, though?
No, it's not
okay.
Me. It's not me. Let's see if we can bring it up and stuff. Okay, there we go.
You know, anything's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah. No, this is cool. I played it to everyone before you, but you haven't heard it yet.
You're a beautiful girl. And your pants are on so tight. That when you stand just right, I can see it all. When you're on the beach.
You know this one?
I've heard it play on your site.
I see a fuzzy silhouette.
Well, not everybody has.
As I look down below, I see your camel toe.
Ah!
It's good for the Middle Easterners. Did you guys have camels there or something?
You're Gucci, you're flapper, you're showing off your snapper. Your camel toe, it looks so right.
Her husband's like dying right now.
Yeah.
No, he's gonna like not hear this.
And I, she's like, they just ruined my interview.
Or a tuna casserole, baby, don't you know? I never thought I'd see so much of your anatomy. Your jeans are so tight, I'm learning gynecology. I see your camel toe. Your labia, your vulva, ooh, you know I love ya. Your vanda, vagina.
I like how they rhyme vulva and love ya.
It's
awesome.
It's like a ringtone. I'm getting ideas.
It looks alright, so baby, let it
I'm gonna have this in my head all day long.
Yeah.
Hey, your alarm.
So that was Camel Toe.
I like the bearded clam. Okay, we got it up for this one.
I can laugh at that every time.
It's really, really a funny song.
I really do. I love you, vulva, vulva. I love you. I don't even know how that rhymed. Oh, you're sicko. Yeah. I love it.
You still have time to get out of here. You can run out.
I was like, are you trying to scare her? It's only 9:30.
No,
hey, I know we're talking about history, but let's talk about camel toes now.
That's the way my mind works. You know?
I didn't see where the whole intro, the segue into that one was going.
There is no segue.
You made your own segue.
Yeah, it's just like it pops into my mind. Okay, let's do it.
Camel toe just popped into your mind as you're talking to us about teaching?
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, I remember my sixth grade teacher.
Yeah, she had a camel toe. Yeah, in fact, they did. Some of them did.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, how do you focus on anything, you know?
I remember the first time I heard that, and I was like, huh, I don't get it. And then it was like later in the day, and then I just started dying laughing. I was like, oh. Finally all came together.
Half of the song I was thinking about, you know, camels and Arab world.
That's why I was like, yeah, and I kept thinking, do I make a comment about that? Because are there camels where they're from? Do I sound like an idiot?
No, a camel.
Oh.
Well, actually, no, in the south of Iran, there are camels, see? But yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of camel toe, though, right?
No.
Not with all the burqas and shit.
I was going to say that, too. Don't you have those things on?
Yeah.
Or is that in India?
No, that's a burqa. Yeah.
They're like the same thing, but they call
Islamic countries.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in India, aren't they like saris or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sari, yeah. But they don't have to hide their body in India like they do in Iran.
No.
Right?
And they didn't in Iran, as you know, until the revolution. But yeah, they have to cover their hair. Their
so feet. Now everybody, right? I mean, you don't have to be religious to do it.
No, if you go there, you have to cover anything that's sexy, especially ankles.
Yeah.
They so have I have like to cover my face?
Yeah, you might have to. Your eyes. I mean, if you look good, it's a sin.
Yeah.
To look good as a woman.
Yeah, God forbid a man will see your ankles, you know? I mean, he's just going to jump your bones.
Yeah, if you have chubby ankles, you have to cover them because they're like really... you know, wanted
there. I'm moving there. Come look at my
cankles.
I got told that by actually a Jamaican man. A Jamaican man told me, he was like, Cher, if you moved to Jamaica, you would be like a queen there.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I'm going.
Yeah, many parts of the world. You know?
Just happened to live in the wrong country.
Didn't Oprah have a whole show about that?
Yes.
It's all in your head, Sherry.
No,
it's
no,
all
no. In I feel
head.
Great.
You're
feel
a queen
great.
And a princess here.
In Compton, I am. I was like, hey, look at my booty.
But yeah, I mean, I don't get this with covering them up completely. You know, like Saudi Arabia also, it's pretty strict there. And I don't get it. You know, I don't get it. In fact, I think there's going to be a lot less violence in those Arabic countries if they allowed strippers and porn, you know? I mean, these guys are so far. I mean, I would be angry if I could see a naked woman, you know, for a long time. So, I mean, they could solve all the problems in the Middle East. Just bring in some porn and some strippers and everybody's going to be happy. Trust
I mean,
me.
The girls are very rebellious there. If they keep up with fashion. If you see pictures, they are really, really fashionate, Persian girls. They'll just hang one little bleach piece of hair under the... they'll do things to express their fashion.
Yeah.
They really
all
do.
Persian women that I meet here are like super into fashion and stuff. Yeah.
It's like in our blood. So we can be covered from head to toe, but we're going to have like a little tattoo thing. I love fashion on the forehead.
In the 70s, you had like glitter stars.
Yeah, so.
Now, here's going to be another ignorant question. Is it in your countries, because I'm not going to choose one, where like you marry, I mean, the women get, the girls marry young?
Yeah, like when you're 5.
See, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so that's where...
But that's in Muslim countries, right? I mean, there are Christians in Iran as well that don't do that.
Yeah, there are Armenians and Zoroastrians.
So, but then here was my question comes.
So that's an Islamic thing, you know?
Okay, but they still have to cover up there, so I don't understand. Like, you have to respect women and like not, but then you can, you know, sleep with them at 5 years old. Like, I don't get
it. Wait, within 5, I hope you know.
I need to clarify.
I didn't want to throw 12.
I was going with your thing, so I don't sound like an idiot.
Yeah. But, you know, dressing like this is not about respecting the women, right?
It's about not distracting the men.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Because they're going home to their...
The
12-year-old wife.
The men are like so out of control that they need to for you to cover yourself up so they don't jump your
bones.
Well,
they're very protective. I mean, don't look at my woman. And the woman has to do what she can to not allow the other man to look at her. And yeah, the Jewish, Persians, and Zoroastrians, Armenians, all those, you know, other religions, they don't have the same rule.
Yeah, they don't have the arranged marriages and all that stuff.
And the modern Muslim don't either.
Yeah.
But the old-fashioned...
Although, it sounds like an oxymoron.
Modern Muslim.
The modern Muslim. I don't think there is such a thing.
That's what I am.
She has a tattoo that says, I love fashion.
So are you Muslim?
Yes, I am.
You are, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously you're not as conservative as some
no,
of
them. No, I was
listening
to...
You're not like a fundamentalist.
No. I was listening to Sherry's Faith YouTube, and I'm the same way. I believe in universal forces. And, you know, I have looked at the Kabbalah. I do respect all the religions. I'm very religious in my own way, but I do believe we are all from one creator. Mm-hmm. But I try to keep it light, keep it fun. I have a motto, religious motto of my own. You're good to yourself. God is good to you. Whatever God is. So that's my religion.
Right.
So that's, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I was talking to someone about that on the phone because we were talking about our parents, and I was saying how my mother always wants to throw out like verses from the Bible and stuff to me, and every time she, and I've never really read the Bible, and every time she does, I'm like, Mom, that's the same thing I'm saying, but in different terms. Like, so, and I said, every religion is really like, it's all to the same path to get to the same place. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at like the main, you know, points of the religion, it's all, you know, respect one another, do one another.
The Holy Quran and Torah and the Bible, New Testament, they're all really the same. I think people have made their own interpretation.
They get hung up on
them.
Just like respect one another. Let people believe what they want to believe.
They've distorted it.
I don't know about it being the same, you know. But I mean, the Quran. I mean, there's a lot of violence involved there, wouldn't you say? Or I mean, is that like?
I think it depends on the interpretation. I mean, that's my opinion. My father studied all three, so he let us be free with.
That's
why I'm so open.
Yeah.
I think he really believed, at the end of his life, that there was one God, and he didn't really know. Just not knowing,
so
admitting that you don't know, it's really
anyone's individual
thing.
Interpretation. Yeah. Like, there are ones that see the Bible in a certain way, and like, you're going to go to hell if you do this, and other people that don't take it word for word.
I mean, he took us to church, he took us to mosque, he took us to, you know, temple, so that we can experience everything.
That's really cool.
And I would listen to him study the Quran and tell us, you know, this is what God says.
Yeah.
And it really depends on how you interpret it, and the government there is adding all this stuff to it that isn't right.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's the fundamentalists. It's not everybody that feels in this way where
the
we have
Muslims
to eliminate
don't like
them.
Them. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you really are studying the book, it's not like that. They've distorted it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
honestly, the new president, to me, he's a new Hitler.
Yeah.
I really think he's you know, clone. I mean, Hitler's copy from what I hear, but.
Yeah, well, that's what he's trying to do. He wants to do away with the Jews again.
And the Persians
don't
like
him. Well,
take
a number. Everybody wants to get rid of the Jews, man. It's nothing
new. There's a song in one of the musicals, and it's like, and everybody hates the Jews. It was like the song called National Brotherhood Week, and it's like, you know, talking about all these, you know, people and cultures and religions and being positive, and the last line is, and everyone hates the Jews.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
There you go. It's in the DNA. Of humanity.
That's why I deny my Judaism. I'm like, love me.
No. I actually sometimes when they say, are you Jewish? I'm like, this is a good opportunity because right now Muslim is the, you know, if you say it.
Muslim's
not,
a new
not
Jew.
A,
I didn't know where you were going.
You mean Muslims are lower on the totem pole now?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I want to say I'm Mexican and, you know, my friend's like, you're not Mexican. We were together and she's Mexican. She's like, you're not Mexican. I'm like, just let it go.
She's like, hey.
Don't need to rock the boat too much. So how long have you been married? I mean, I'll take the question back. You don't have to tell me how old you were, but how long have you been married now?
3 years.
3 years?
Since the ceremony. And then we had the reception a year later. Yeah.
A year later?
Yeah, we had the ceremony so we could live together. And then we had a big reception.
I see. Yeah. Okay. So you weren't sure yet? You wanted to try it for a year?
No. We were sure. We just couldn't wait to move in together. And we didn't want to just, you know, getting married.
Right.
So we got married.
Okay.
We had like something at home where the religious ceremony.
Right.
And then we moved in together, planned the wedding so that we didn't have to be apart.
I see. So
he's Iranian too?
No, he's actually from New York, but he converted.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, in for respect you, huh?
To, no, not for me. Much for the elderly in my family. They wanted to witness that and test his love.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't have let you marry another religion, huh?
They would, but I still, they love him, but...
Yeah, but you'd be a pariah.
I mean, your family is Jewish, you know, you hear it forever, but they love him. They love him more than me sometimes. I mean, he's so sweet. He's amazing. And yeah, he's Muslim now. It's weird. Yeah.
No, my mom wanted, my family were always like, marry somebody Jewish. And then my sister married a black guy. So when it came to me, they were just like, at least just make sure he's white.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, we're not racist. So then I got like engaged to a Chilean and they were like so accepting of it. Like, his skin's white. That was my grandparents.
I mean, they knew I was going to marry him no matter what.
Yeah.
But...
So that was nice of him to do that, though.
Yeah. So your sister dropped the bomb on them? My God.
I know. On a Jewish.
I mean, what
it was like my grandparents.
Doing?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But, you know, they had the good thing is that they didn't have to. No one had to really think they were racist because he was not like a great guy. You know, he was abusive and all that stuff. So we were able to hold on to that part as opposed to like he's black.
So is he still in the family?
No, he's divorced. They divorced like last year, I think, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was abusive. Yeah.
No, the abusive part. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So honestly, when I got engaged or when I was dating, they were so much more accepting. And I said to my sister, "Sorry, you had to go through hard times, but thanks."
Yeah, you made it easier for me,
right? But then, of course, when my sister had the baby, my niece, like, suddenly, like, all the race lines, you know, have been dropped because then you see this innocent child who is, you know, half black and half white. And it's like, how can you possibly still promote racism and hating when you're talking to a child that carries that in their blood, you know?
Right.
So it was a beautiful lesson for my family.
And children make you forget all that. You just, you know, spend time with them. Lighthearted, you forget all of those, you know.
Yeah, issues. I mean, don't think my mom still doesn't want to like keep her on the white side and like, why is your hair braided? But I mean, for the most part, it's good. I mean, it's not perfect.
Yeah. Or
they're not the cleavers.
It's got to be hard for the kids though when they grow up. I think when they're mixed race.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think these days, since so many people are interracial couples, it's not nearly as difficult. But I think still like finding that identity is difficult. You know. For her, it's funny, I read her Facebook, I keep up on her, and you'll see, like, to some of her friends, she speaks a certain way, and then, you know, and the other things is like, what's up, homie? It's like, I'm like, what does she identify with, you know what I mean? Like, it's to, like, her black cousins, she'll speak a certain way, and then, you know, to other, like, little white girlfriends, but she has a mix of friends and everything, and it's nice to watch, I don't know. Yeah, but it must be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
I would imagine,
know? Who do you identify with?
Yeah, sometimes it's difficult when you're, like, mixed religion, you know? I mean, it's like the parents don't know how to raise you, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, well, she's that, too.
Yeah.
Because her dad was Baptist or something, so, and so Jewish.
I guess not a lot of blacks are Jewish.
She goes to one grandparent's house, and it's like, oh, my God, and there's yelling, and they're screaming, and then this other family, they're eating, like, collard greens, and talking, she doesn't know. She's confused.
Wow. So, I mean, have your parents been able to accept that?
Except what?
The mixed marriage?
Well, they're divorced now. So.
Right, but before that?
No. They still had issues with him. And but again, like I said, they were able to claim that it was, you know, because he wasn't a great guy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I think she's dating a black guy again.
Yeah. Oh, she is? Okay.
Her new boyfriend's black, and I think they just
What is she, rebellious? Or, she just
or Kim Kardashian.
I think, I mean, it was her first boyfriend from when she was 15 years old. And
really?
So, yeah. So she was with him for 20 years. And so, it's all she knows. And her and I, when we were young, we'd spend summers in New York, like, black guys just for some reason always, it must be the buds, were always attracted to us. And she was just always attracted to them. It was just something that she liked. And so even now, my dad still says, do you think your sister's ever going to find a white guy? I'm like, no.
Not in this lifetime.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, they don't give her a hard time about it or anything. It's just accepted.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's not much you can do
but
about
But like
it.
I said, because of the child, though, like, how can they possibly keep talking, you know, about, you know, black and white when they have a grandchild?
Right.
That's half and
But
half,
the question
you know?
Is, did they accept the grandchild?
Oh, absolutely.
They did.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but I think it was more when she was born, you know, because they kept saying the whole time, it's going to be so difficult. Like, she's going to have such a tough life, you know, growing up and, you know, and having to identify and this and that. And then, of course, when you hold the child in your arms, they're like, she's perfect,
thing, huh?
you know.
Yeah.
But like I said, they still like my mom and still trying to get that Judaism out of her, even though my mom believes in Jesus. I'm like, you're going to confuse her completely.
Jews for Jesus, huh?
Well, she doesn't say it is. It's called a Messianic Jew.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they still celebrate the holidays. They still celebrate all the Jewish holidays.
Right.
But Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and they call him Yeshua.
Yeah, Yeshua. Yeah. That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom.
His Hebrew name.
So yeah. She keeps trying to get me to claim him as my Lord and Savior.
I think Jesus is very popular with all of the religions. I mean, even the Muslims love Jesus because he promoted peace and love.
Yeah. So that's why they have him on pencil erasers and everything. You know, I went into Oz the other day. You know that store with
all
the novelties and stuff, and they have Jesus on everything. I mean,
do they have Jesus on the pens, like where you turn it upside down, his robe pulls
up?
Yeah.
Oh my God. They have all these things. You know.
I haven't seen that one.
Neither have I.
Like a bobbing Jesus.
You know? Oh yeah, the bobbing Jesus head.
I mean, what is this? You know.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to subscribe to a religion like that. I don't know.
I don't know anything. I mean, whatever floats your boat and whatever makes you happy. Like, again, I say just be kind to one another and respect one another. Like, how is, in my world, my God is not a punishing God. In my world, you know, if you treat others with kindness and yourself, like, why would he, just because you have sex before marriage or just because of this, like, he's going to punish you? Like,
yeah.
It's silly to me. It's just love one another. We're all one. We all come from the same place.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, religion, it's like, you know, you can never win with that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody ever wins, you know? And, you know, what the hell? But I'm going to find you a little thing here on religion that I love.
Okay.
And do you like George Carlin?
I don't dislike him.
Okay, you're going to like this
one. A businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you.
That's the part
I love the most.
That's so true.
And that's why it popped into my head, because you're talking about the punishing.
Well,
and all
I
that.
Just had this conversation. My mom, my niece calls me, and we're talking, and then I hear my mother, like, sorry, Mom, but she's, like, screaming at my niece, at her granddaughter in the background, like, what is this? And you bring this into my house, like, at the top of her lungs. Mm-hmm. I guess because my niece brought her dog over to my mother's house, and the dog shit on the carpet. Okay, and my mom was, like, screaming her head off, and I just had to go because I couldn't listen to it anymore. And I think my mom's going through menopause, so I know she's, you know, told her to take something for it. But we got on the phone, and I was like, Mom, how can you possibly spend the day with your granddaughter and preach love and how God loves and everything and all this stuff to her, and then the next second start screaming your head off and making your granddaughter afraid of you? I was like, where is this love coming? She's like, but the dog shit on the carpet. And I'm like, Mom, the carpet will get cleaned. Like, it's, you know, you don't want your granddaughter growing up like hating you, and she's going to be confused because you're telling her about God is love. Well, God loves dog shit too. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, either you're going to have to choose to be a bitch and stay that way, or choose to preach love or not. You know what I mean? Like, you're just confusing her. And That's very funny, yeah. Hate, but love.
Yeah, I know.
The bipolar God.
Here you go.
Can't make up his mind.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break. You want to stay with us still?
This is
fun. Or do you have to go?
Can I stay?
Yes, of course.
We can't promise what will come up next, though.
Hopefully our other guest is here, and stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
God's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Now let's get back to Sam in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're here with Ellie. You're still in one piece.
I'm here, and I'm in one piece.
Yes.
And well, very fashionable.
Yeah. So what does it mean you're into fashion? What do you do?
It just describes the tattoo on my forehead.
No, I mean, do you do something with it? I mean, professionally?
Yes, I go shopping a lot. And, you know, I would
spend all her husband's money.
I can go shopping for anybody. I mean, I love it.
Really?
I love going shopping, but it has to be a situation where I get a good deal. When I get a good deal or something's on sale, I love it. And if it's on sale and it's a name brand, then it's great. But if it's not, I'm not the type who has to have the name brand. Mm-hmm. You know?
Just has to look good.
It has to look good, yeah.
Yeah. Women love fashion.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
love to shop. Do you like to shop?
Love
too?
It. Love it. Yeah, but I rarely have money. So my friends are like, let's go to the mall. I'm like, no, I don't window shop because I'll go and spend money I don't have. Like,
yeah.
I'll
so go spend other people's money like she does. You know.
I do on other things. Cars, trips.
It's a great way to stay in denial.
Yeah, I'll buy other people their clothes. Cool. So, I mean, do you do it professionally? Do you,
know,
do you have
I
some celebrity clients and stuff?
No. I try to start that, you know, shopping for others. But no.
it's a great game.
I just do it for fun now. Yeah. I go with others to shop together and, you know.
Would you be able to just shop for other people or you end up buying stuff for yourself?
Like, no, I always end up buying something little or, you know, depends on how I'm doing that month financially.
She'd be like hired as a personal shopper and shopping for herself.
I have to buy something for myself, even something tiny. You know, you know how it is. It's just the experience of owning something new.
Yeah, I suppose.
I know. I was in my closet this morning going, I've got to go shopping. And then I'm like, rent? Or clothes.
Yeah.
Clothes.
But see, I have this tendency where I get rid of a lot of things fast, too.
Right.
My closet has to have a flow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I guess it does.
The times are hard right now. It's kind of been stale in there.
The flow is like out, old things out, in things new. I mean,
exactly.
See, I try not to go shopping a lot because the stuff I buy is really expensive, you know? Like, not clothes, you know? I mean, my wife buys me all the clothes because, you know, I thought it was only me, but apparently most men do not like to go shopping for clothes and to try them on and stuff, you know?
It's unless you're gay.
Or my husband.
Your husband likes to go and
yes.
shop.
Yes, I mean, when we get ready to go out, he takes longer than I do.
Really?
And I've told him this, so it's not like I'm gossiping because he knows this. He's very high maintenance.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with that?
I mean, he's the kind of guy, if you go shopping together, I'll say, oh, look at the pink shirt. He'll go, that's a bubblegum splash. No, he's not my gay husband. But he's great to go shopping with.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Great, then you've got a perfect match.
With. Yeah. I give him, like, facial masks. And
he gives you his credit cards.
That's how it works, you know.
There is a reason to get married.
Yeah. Hey, I read your blog. I see. We have that in common.
Wait, I'm like, what is she talking about?
Yeah. What part did she read?
Actually, in your bio, it said that you like spending other people's money, too.
No, so. I never said that.
No, but that you don't admit to having a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That was you wrote that.
Was me.
That was you that
But it was
it
true.
Me.
I wrote what you said.
I never used the word sugar daddy because some of the things that have been bought for me have been by girls.
Right. No, I said I did, and then you said, well, I have many of them or something like that. I don't know. No, you said you don't have a sugar daddy.
But see,
okay,
I just clarified that for the readers.
Thank you. Listen, Tamara is calling. Let's see what's going on. Tamara, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Where the hell are you?
I've been here. I just left a message on your cell phone earlier saying, hey, I'm here on Skype.
On Skype? You're supposed to be in the studio. I sent you the address.
Oh, I'm sitting here. I'm on Skype. I'm thinking, where are they?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, waiting for you. And we're going, where is she?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I don't even have the address to the studio.
Well, I sent it to you. You just didn't get it, probably.
I did not.
Well, hang up and hurry.
Yeah. I don't think she's down the street.
I know. Oh, my God. I would have loved to have been there in the studio.
Yeah. Well, you can. You know, we'll just reschedule and stuff, you know, and you can come in. What's that?
Yeah, that would be perfect. Because, okay. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I didn't get the email.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, okay, I think they're going to be calling any time.
Yeah.
And we're like, we think she's going to be showing up any time.
Yeah. Oh, God, love you. Bless your heart. Can we do this? Oh, my gosh. Can we do it?
We'll have Monday? Yeah. We don't have to do it on the air. We'll make the arrangements.
Are we on the air right now?
You are on the air, yes.
Well, oh, my goodness. I'm so happiness. Well, God love you.
Yeah. God loves you.
Yes, here we are. Okay, well, now I'm sweating.
Wonderful. I mean, so do you want to come into the studio some other time?
I would love to come. How about Monday?
Wonderful.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
We'll reschedule.
Yeah, we'll reschedule for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that would be great.
Okay, Tamara. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. And
yes.
Of course. So we'll probably see you next week here.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
Thank you,
Bye.
Tamara.
Bye.
Bye. She's a fun woman. She is co-hosting the show To the Max with Max Tucci Sundays at 8, and she's a lot of fun. She really is
a lot of
fun.
She's not, but she hasn't been here before, though?
No, she hasn't been here to the studio. They do a remote show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Max is in New York. She's here.
Oh.
And they do a remote show.
Got it. I was confused.
Really cool. No, you need to learn about the station. We can do just about anything.
No, I went. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean I don't know everything?
No, you don't know everything. Not yet.
Okay. I was going to say, no, I've looked at all the other hosts and what they do. I just didn't know. You know,
no, she's not really. Well, she is listed there now, I suppose. But at any rate, so.
It's all you.
Yeah. So the focus back on you.
Back to me.
But we can talk to you what we were going to talk to her about.
Yeah, there you go. So are you planning on having kids anytime soon?
You know, we just started talking about it in May.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you practicing? She's like, no, we don't have sex.
What is that?
Very safe sex.
What do you mean?
No, but we went to Cabo. So
this is the one time a year.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
The place everybody goes to have babies, is that it?
No,
to make babies.
We just started to mentally get ready for it.
Yeah.
You know.
For sex or children?
Both.
I'm like, wow, marriage really does suck.
Again, discussing it. So. Yeah.
They did test it out for a year.
Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters? Like, do you have a large family?
I do have a large family.
Do you want a lot of kids?
No.
Okay.
No. She's seen what it's like. She doesn't like it.
I only want one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one. What do you think about, like, only children? I mean, do you think it's harder for them?
I think it's going to be hard. I'm probably going to have one child, and they'll end up on Oprah, some other new show. But,
yeah, like,
you know,
my show.
Any kid's going to have problems and complaints, even if you're good parents.
That's
oh,
true.
You were too perfect. So why not just focus on them, do the best you can, let them complain about being the only one.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just have to find playmates for them.
There you go. There
yeah.
you go.
I mean, I think most...
Talking about playmates.
Yes, Sam?
No, go back.
You're like holding it
I'm
in.
I'm not going to put her on the spot. She's
Wait,
a teacher.
Wait, that was not in the bio?
God, what were you saying?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead. We were talking about only
single children.
Yeah.
I mean, only children.
Yeah.
Don't you find like they're spoiled a bit?
Maybe so, yeah, maybe so. But, you know, some of the most successful people have been, like, only child,
yeah.
You know? So,
I mean,
knows?
I think parents, I mean, it's already bad enough that parents are overprotective for the most part, but can you, like, I just can't imagine being the only child and all the focus is on you.
Yeah.
At least with me, I have
I
it a little
I think you'd
easier.
Be comfortable with that, no?
Not by my parents. See, I got it easier because, you know, they give all the rules to my older sister, and then by the time it came to me, they just gave up. Like she's going to be a whore.
Yeah. That's why she turned out like this.
I mean, she turned out just fine.
Yeah, you did. So this is cool. Well, we're out of things to say because you won't talk about sex.
Sam, you mean you're out of things to say? She probably has plenty to talk about. See that part of his brain?
It just shuts down after an hour.
He's like, I've had enough small talk already.
Let's get to the nitty gritty.
Let me try to think of... Okay, let's talk about your columns.
Actually, in my columns, I talk about reality shows right now. Like, that's my latest thing.
Uh-huh. Really? You met your match.
No, but there are a lot of people. My dentist watches. I mean, he's conservative. He has a few reality shows that he watches.
I think she thinks you're very conservative.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You.
Oh, me?
Yeah, I think she thinks so.
Oh, she does.
No. Not really. I mean, he looks conservative, but I listen to the radio.
And you still came in?
I think Sam might have multiple personalities.
Yeah, but no, I just know how to respect, who to respect and who not to.
So what are you trying to say about me, mister?
You're not a guest, shut up. But no, TJ was like scaring her when she first got here. Oh, you don't know what's expecting, you know? And so I thought maybe she's going to get cold feet and leave.
Yeah. I'm leaving. I'm out of here. Because you were talking about writing and that's something, do you do it professionally? I mean, you get paid to do your columns and all that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, right now I do. When I first started, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I was just glad to be part of the, you know, something that could be published. Any chance I get to express myself or say something with the world, I usually, you know, take advantage of that. But it would be great to write for Oprah magazine, for O.
Yeah.
But I love writing, and I write about everything. I can, you know, by the way, if you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. What do you suggest?
She's like, I'll read my novel.
I'll just bring my novel here. I'll do a reading for you.
Reading hour.
No, but gossip is always, you know, great, celebrity gossip. And I think people are curious about... And I have this thing when I talk about Robert De Niro, I'll say Rob.
You know, you guys aren't a one nickname baby.
Tom Cruise, DC, and
no. Speaking of gossip, when I was driving to work yesterday, they were talking about Paris Hilton, and they were like, "She now has a pink Bentley with pink rims," and I was thinking, like, she doesn't already have enough attention. Do celebrities, before they become famous, like, would she have driven around, like, in a pink Dodge with pink rims? You know what I mean? Like, but then I thought, well, she was never really driving a Dodge ever because she's from the Hilton family. But you know what I mean? Like, why do you, when you get to a certain celebrity status, like, do you have to go, like, all out there? You know
It's true. But the thing about Paris is... First of all, I think they
all
have this void.
You don't call her P or
pay. PH. The thing is that they have this void, I think, a lot of them, that they try to fill with drugs or whatever. If pink and going crazy like that, it works for her, that's fine. I just heard that Lindsay Lohan lately looks like she's 30.
I heard
something.
On the way here, too. Yeah. Too
and
much
with
drugs,
bad skin.
Sun,
and
yeah.
I think, like, whatever you do that's over the top, if it doesn't hurt you, your well-being, your skin, then, you know, go for it.
Yeah.
But the drugs and the... anything destructive, I just feel sad for them. I mean, Lindsay Lohan is so young.
I know. They were like, she's in her mid-30s. I'm like, God, imagine like hearing that about yourself on the radio. Mm-hmm. You're like, she looks 10 years older than she is.
And her parents are party animals. At least, you know, Paris Hilton comes from this rich, you know, they've got a good lifestyle. They've probably raised her better.
I got written about online saying that because I was 34 and it said she looked more like 43 if you see her in high definition.
Really?
Yeah, totally. I was like, okay, Sherry, take the good with the bad. You can't just like focus on all the good reviews about you and then suddenly be like, fuck them.
And you know, they do go overboard because I'm sure she doesn't look that way. I'm sure she doesn't look 30
We were talking
something.
About me. Do I look 43?
No, I was going to say, this is real life. It's not high definition. They need to come here and see that I do not have a tattoo on my forehead and you do not look 43.
Well, you don't look your age, so.
Thank you.
I love this. Sam?
Yeah. You too. I mean, you look... I definitely wouldn't give you more than 30. You know, I mean, maybe like 28 or something.
Yeah, but
you know?
We had a guest here, and I'm not going to say who, that you said looks so young, and then... And I didn't think she looked as young as you said she looked. And then I thought, well, I can never trust his opinion about me.
Shut up. Maybe I was trying to make her feel good.
No, I think a second later, you're talking about getting in her pants. So.
I think I heard that show.
I don't even remember.
That's
but
okay.
Who knows? It happens all the time.
Yeah, you're always trying to get in everyone's pants, aren't you? He's like, which show was that one? Who was I coming on to?
Well, I'm just a normal boy. That's all.
Did you hear the Empire State Building thing, that big controversy about that?
No.
I guess China is celebrating... Okay, here's me trying to talk about something I know nothing about. but I'm going to pretend. China celebrating their 60 years of whatever they just got out of 60 years ago. But the Empire State Building, it changes colors all the time, you know, for, you know, holidays and things. And I guess they're red and yellow right now for China. And there's all these people protesting outside of there saying that basically it's like America or, you know, saying, you know, supporting communist countries and stuff. Yeah. So it's like this big thing out there.
That's true. I mean, why would we care about China anyway, you know?
I mean, we wouldn't care about anybody but ourselves.
Yeah. But the Empire State Building, yeah, I mean, that's an American icon, you know?
I guess they're supporting because I guess maybe it's come from, it's not as oppressed as it was before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping you guys had more information about China.
Yeah. Let me look it up here.
I was some numbers?
I was giving you the facts. You guys go with it.
Well, I'll tell you a lot about China. What do you want to know?
What
people
are they
there have very bad teeth.
What happened 60 years ago? How many people?
Okay, so 2016 Olympics.
Back to reality shows.
So I wrote this thing on Facebook I wanted to talk about. This university has decided that people can't have sex in their dorms if your roommate is there.
Duh. You
know? How are they going to enforce that?
Well, I guess if you complain, they're going to probably throw them out of school or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
I witnessed my roommate having her first orgasm.
Really?
Oh, wow. In college. She thought I was sleeping, and we had, like, it wasn't a single room, but there was a slight divider, but not much, and I was sleeping until they woke me up, and she had never obviously had an orgasm because the whole time she's like panting and saying, what's happening? And in my head, I wanted to be like, you're coming, bitch. Now shut up and go to bed. Like, and I just laid there and I was like, I cannot believe I have to witness this. And then plus she wasn't very attractive. So just and he wasn't. And so just the whole idea, I couldn't even get turned on by it. But I think that's what college is about, though. I mean, not that it should be, but I mean, you know.
But it's a very uncomfortable situation. Mm-hmm. I remember when I was, I don't remember where I was, but we were a few guys sleeping in the same room and stuff, and I heard this guy masturbating next to me, right? Eesh. Now, I don't make any noise when I masturbate, but this guy was like...
Boring!
Yeah, which is more than Sherry can say, right?
Respect. There's a lady in front of you. To your right.
Well, I'm not asking her.
I meant me. Yeah.
Wow. You said lady. Yeah.
I know. Anyway, back to your boring masturbation story.
So, it made me feel like so uncomfortable. I felt like dirty, you know? I mean, thinking this guy is like, you know, jerking off right next to me.
He was invading your innocence.
Not I lost my innocence a long time ago when I was 3 years old.
Oh,
yeah, playing doctor.
That's a story to tell.
Oh, yeah. I used to play doctor with the girls before I even knew what I was doing.
So aren't you by this point in your life, like, over women?
No, not at all. You never get over it, man. You know, you just want it more and more, I'm telling you.
Has it gotten stronger? Like, your sex drive has gotten stronger as
you've
gotten older?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably since you got married. He's like, I'm making up for my lack of sex with all the porn stars on here.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, no, I mean, it does slow down when you're married, obviously, you know. But no, the point is that, I do fucking want it all the time.
Is that what the point was? So back to the university. So I guess the way they're going to enforce this is if the roommate complains, they can get kicked out?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, you know.
Can they go and, like, is that, like, rights or something? Like, people's rights, kind of, intruding on that, invading on that? Like, telling you when you can and cannot have sex, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
not really, but, I mean, when you think about it affecting other people, then you have to be considerate, you know? And if you're, because some people would look at it as, like, sexual abuse or something to expose someone to it that didn't really invite it.
Right.
You know? So, I think it can create an uncomfortable situation.
Unless your roommate's a voyeur and you're an exhibitionist, it works out just fine. Yeah.
Like you.
Well, not listening to my roommate. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
My roommate now, though, thank God her boyfriend bought a place. I used to listen to them all the time for, like, the first 6 months of living
there.
And I was just
that's terrible.
No, it was, because She's as loud as I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're not part of it, it's not fun.
Poor, she's in this uncomfortable laugh.
She's like, I think they left me out of this conversation.
No, I think she's happy about that.
I know, yeah, you're probably wild in bed, you know. It's just that it doesn't show.
I'm getting uncomfortable now. So if you could talk about anything you wanted to, what would it be?
That's okay. We got plenty to talk about. So, I mean, how would it make you feel uncomfortable too, Ellie? I mean, if someone was having sex in the same room with you?
I would blush.
And
I would, I mean, it's really, really disrespectful.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to college, I agree with you. There are just some factors that come with it. You know,
Yeah, I mean, you're partying. It's like, you know, you're away from home for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, people are drinking. I mean, it's just part of, I think it's just part of the college experience. I'm not saying, like, you want to, but it's just something that you know is kind of going
to
happen.
You almost have to put up with things when
you live
with
someone. I don't think it's the university's business to tell you what happens in your dorm room.
It's something, tight space, and there's going to be some things that annoy you. Sex is part of it.
I think it's something you work out with your roommate. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have ground rules in your place. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure that, you know, if your roommate asked you and you said it's okay, I'm sure there would be a problem. It's just
like
when they don't ask
you. You like wake him up. Is it okay if we fuck right now?
Yeah.
I mean, if you can negotiate, look, you could do that if I get to shave my legs in the room. Some sort of, you know,
I hope I'm the one having sex, not the shaving of legs. That's like an unfair deal.
But I mean, negotiation, you know what I mean?
Right.
Especially in that tight room. You just can't eliminate everything. So
Yeah. So you're talking about shaving legs. I was going to ask you, what do you think about men shaving the bodies and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, do you think it's like, is that gay or what?
It's beyond gay.
Like the whole body, you mean?
The whole body.
I don't want a man to shave his arms or legs.
Yeah.
And
but many guys do. I mean, all these bodybuilders and stuff. You know?
Well, I think that's for a specific like sport, like swimming and all that kind of stuff swimming as though it doesn't slow them down or something. But I always wondered.
But that's bullshit.
I always wondered, do you really have that much hair that's like holding you back in the water?
Yeah, that is bullshit.
Move. Some men do, though.
It's like Chewbacca. Maybe if you're Chewbacca, you should shave.
Yeah. For the sake of others.
But it's got to be like so itchy, your whole body. I mean, I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah.
You know? In the name of vanity, I suppose.
I don't know. The back?
Laser.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't walk around with, you know, back hair sticking out of the back of your shirt. That's kind of...
Yeah, a lot of men are doing the whole laser thing now.
So. Yeah.
Isn't that run rampant in your guys' countries?
Not necessarily. I have no back hair at all. No.
No.
I'm not that hairy. I mean, my legs are, but but look, my arms are not that hairy, you know, not compared to other guys and stuff. And
I don't know if you can go swimming with those arms.
No. Huh? They have full body suits now. But,
hair, schmear.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you want a woman to shave?
In fact, I like pubic hair, you know, not a jungle, but yeah, I like
that. Like 1970s porn?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was raised on, so that's why I grew to like it, you know. And now it seems like everybody shaves down completely, you know, and it's like, I guess, the sign of the times or whatever. But, you know, I mean, you're with a woman, you want to feel you're with a woman, not a little girl, you know. And
I wonder if someone did a book like that. Like yesterday on Oprah, they had... Yesterday, the day before, it was like about how her hair has changed over the years. I wonder if like someone's done a documentary and have like pubic hairs changed over the years.
I'm
it might
sure,
be an interesting
yeah.
coffee table book.
Yeah,
there are
yeah.
actually theatrical like pocketbook women who. That's the whole discussion about the changes. Yeah, of
interesting.
The pocketbook.
The pocketbook. What's it like? A play or something? A show?
Yeah, theatrical. Oh,
theatrical
it's the talk
show.
Of, women. Yeah. Women issues, yeah.
I see.
Interesting. Down there, women issues. I need you
changes.
To say the word C-O-C-K. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
You're not kidding.
No, I really wouldn't put that on someone.
Are you uncomfortable with sex talk?
You know, I'm not. I'm just trying to be respectful to Alex. And I told him, I said, I'm going to just... you know, test the waters and see how it is. And I'm really comfortable right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, we're not asking you personal stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, we could
just
go there.
Just tell you to say cock.
Yeah, we could go there. I think if we run out of things to say, you may not have a choice.
Well, no, I'm glad you're not uncomfortable. We're
no, just I'll
just
bring my novel, though, really. Page 9.
I told you it's going to be a weird day. It's because this person told me, I think, that today's supposed to be a full moon. Or oh, no, that was Saturday. Damn it. I was going to blame today on something.
But it's because
Snooze woke me up this morning. Fucking Snooze. I hate him. Weird day.
But it's October, and it's October 1st.
I
and
know.
I just love it. I love fall, and I especially love this month.
Yeah, so, October. Yeah. You like October?
I love October. I mean, really? It's my month. I should claim it. If
oh,
we
really?
Claim months, this
is yours.
Were you born in October as well?
No.
Oh. she just has something for the month.
Just, like, yeah, I'm the October Ellie. I just love this month. Yeah,
really? Well, I love Halloween.
I mean, for Valentine, guys usually send Happy Valentine to their wives. I have a text last night, 12:01. Happy October 1st, honey, because it's my month.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, yeah. That's easy.
It
that's
is a great time of year, like especially in New York,
yeah.
Like where I want to get back there this month. Mm-hmm. I haven't been back in a couple of years, and I always say, they're like, when are you going to come? I'm like, I want to come in October.
Yeah.
My favorite time to be there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Were you born in October?
No, in May, actually.
Oh, May's another, see, beginning of spring.
She's like, it's my second favorite month.
My second claim.
Happy May.
No, because May's like...
See, that's
like,
what happens when you don't talk about sex a lot.
You have to find favorite months.
Just talk about spring and fall.
You find things that are not important.
Okay, back to the changes of the pocketbook. Go ahead, I'll just listen.
Sounds like, really, we went from camel toe to favorite months.
Yeah. But look, I just noticed this on the story of sex in the dorm rooms and stuff. It says that they bar sexiling, okay, which is exiling your roommate so others can engage in sexual activity. So I guess that's what it is when you can't go into your room because they're telling you to leave.
They have another room where everyone's hanging out while their roommates are having sex.
Like the waiting room, right?
And they're all just talking about how they're not getting any. Sexiling. I love these things people come up with. I've been sexiled. That's funny.
Yeah.
October.
No, but didn't the Indians, long time ago, used to have, there was a tribe that had like fertility houses there. They had like theme, I don't want to say room, like huts or mm-hmm. whatever they had.
Teepees.
Yeah. They had like fertility ones and then ceremonial, and they had, and I wonder, everyone who wanted to have sex would just go in there? What if they wanted to go at the same time? Did they have sex parties? Or,
maybe.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
We'll build another freaking teepee.
Maybe in the dorms they could just have one giant room for everybody.
Well, it ends up being like a dating thing. You're all, like, you're the single one going there waiting for your roommate to finish having sex. They're all like, well, why don't we go? It'd be like a great date to place to pick up people.
Yeah, I bet that's why they brought the rule on.
I'm going back to college.
Politics.
Yeah, politics.
Cock it. No, I was just trying to make them. Just trying to make a word up. Oh, goodness.
So, do we want to talk about the nuclear program in Iran? You wanted to bring it up, right?
Well, I was just interested because you're Israeli and, you know, it's like firsthand, opinion
about it. The first target of those nuclear weapons is Israel, yeah.
But, I mean, it's moments like this, though, I mean, where, those countries, I feel like there's obviously issues with them, but they don't think get along. But then we could sit in a studio and be in the same room and all laugh together.
Yeah,
of course,
because it's government, I mean, I sat in the same room with Palestinians too, nothing like official or anything, mm-hmm. but just meeting friends, people and stuff like that. There's no like, you don't see that.
But that's what I'm saying, when people are killing each other over religion and all these things, and they think that it runs so rampant and everybody's the same way. And I'm saying, if this can happen, why can't it happen everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
No,
in
that's
time.
True.
I think in time. I mean,
I think it's definitely getting better.
Yeah.
I mean, we got Obama.
And honestly, I think just the way the issue of God is the same for me, ultimately, for all the religions. Mm-hmm. I think the politicians, the negative ones, they're all on the same page as well.
Right.
I think the president of Iran and the bad presidents, I don't want to name any other presidents right now, but like Bush, they're, on the same page. Really, they deserve each other.
Yeah.
So maybe Obama, I'm an Obama, yes, we can. Fan. So maybe there will be changes. I don't know. But I know that the Persians hate their president right now.
Yeah.
And, everyone's just waiting for changes.
So. Yeah. But the hatred towards the Jews is not ending anytime soon, mm-hmm. So, but that's the thing. I mean, they do have uranium enrichment programs there. And, to take them out, it's not going to be as easy. I don't know if you remember, you were probably young too, but like Iraq had a nuclear facility or a couple of them, and Israel sent jets to bomb the shit out of the water, and that helped in the long run, you know, because they never really had nuclear weapons. But now with Iran, it's going to be a lot harder because they learned lessons. You know, they put their stuff like 50 feet under the ground. You know, they spread it out in many different places. Mm-hmm. So not to bomb it, it's not just a single simple thing. You know,
yeah.
But you got to remember that the rest of the world may not care, but especially the United States. You know, we're so far and stuff. But Israel, it's like an imminent destruction.
Right.
You know, I mean, it could happen anytime, any moment, any day. So you got to do whatever you have to do, you know, and sometimes it's preemptive strikes, you know. And but every time Israel does that, you know, everybody complains, you're aggressors and all that stuff. So there's no end, there's no solution, you know. You just got to keep these countries in check because, you know, I mean, it's always somebody, you know. If it's not Russia, it's it's this. If it's not that, it's this, you know. So
I don't get the whole, you know, with the UN and these peace treaties and everything. Like, I've never understood the concept of you have such countries that are, I mean, countries that are so dangerous and they're building nuclear weapons and stuff. Like, why can, you know, a UN come along and be like, you need to be nice, and they listen. Like, I don't get that. I just be like, bomb them, bomb the UN. I mean, not that I'm promoting that.
Yeah.
Suddenly there's going to be like FBI people at my door because I said bomb the UN. Just kidding.
No, in America you can say anything.
True.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't know. I read all that and I was trying to understand everything that was going on, and I don't know. Yeah. I still don't.
Have you been to Israel?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Well, I was born there.
Oh,
and
you were?
Yeah, I grew up there. I came here when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been back a few times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't really miss it.
Do you have hatred in your heart for Iranians and Iraqis?
No, I don't. It's not about hatred. And you got to understand, most Israelis, it's not about hatred. It's about survival.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
They hate us. You know, but there's no reason to hate other people other than to just defend yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
But you'll hear from both sides, though, like, because, you know, obviously I was raised Jewish, so my aunt and my mom, they're always sending me all these emails about, you know, how Israel's right and Iraq's wrong. And then you'll get emails about, you know, the Iraqis and Iranians thinking they're right. And
right.
I mean, everyone's going to have their own story, you know, and who started what. And
go on YouTube and look for Hamas sometimes and see what, you know, some of these things and how they raise their kids and everything. You know, I mean, 3-year-old boys have guns in their hands.
And the brainwashing.
Yeah, and they start training them early, you know. And you remember when 9/11 happened, they went out in the streets and celebrated and stuff. So that's the kind of attitude, you know.
Yeah.
That's the and you can't compare like the Palestinians with the Iranians. It's a whole different ball game, you know.
But Iranians.
Iranians.
But there's a big community of
A lot of Jews in Iran. Yeah,
yeah, and here. Exactly. The Persian Jewish and a lot of my friends here. They're all over Beverly Hills.
Right.
I mean, I always have to go up there to meet with them. I'm like, I'll meet you over the hill. And the thing is that...
If you see a car with gold trimmings,
that's very, it's very hard for them because they're Jewish and they have that commitment, you know, to their homelands and to their, you know, ancestors. And then they're Iranian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really hard for
them. They have identity crisis, too.
Yeah. And to be around them is really good for me because I get to hear the objective views, and I just think in any nation there are good people, there are decent people, and then there are the haters.
Right.
And a lot of, I think for Palestine, there's envy a little bit, and the kids grow up with that, and the older ones who are negative feed that with wrong information.
No, absolutely. I mean, they live oppressed, and you know, they're bitter and stuff, but it's a deeper thing, you know. I mean, I don't really want to go into that, but the fact remains that you're right, there is envy there and stuff, and Israel did manage to embarrass Arabic countries many times in wars and things like that, so they're still remembering.
Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people also who are against both of them. Like, stop. This has gone on for too many centuries.
Right.
You know. And
absolutely. But that's overly simplistic. You know, when two people, or you have a case here of millions and millions of people all trying to get the same land, the same everything, and trying to impose their views, that's what happens.
Exactly. Yeah. And the issue is, it's true. It's really deep. But
you know as much about it as I do.
No, it is, because it goes back so yeah. far. So long you know, ago, yeah. It's just been going on for too long. And we
and you might as well continue it if it's...
We're living outside of there. We don't really know until we live
right.
there.
Yeah, exactly, and exactly. You know, but when you live with a fear of bombs and shit, you know, I mean, they blow buses up, kids, mm-hmm. women, you know, things like that. You know, I mean, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so how can you live like this? You know, all that Israelis really want is peace, and it doesn't seem to... It's too elusive. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't happen. But, yeah, the language of the Middle East is violence. That's pretty much it, you know, and that's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But
so what are they doing with what they found? I mean, are they destroying the weapons place?
Hopefully they will. Yeah. Hopefully they will, yeah. But the Iranians are Iranians.
We're learning. Yeah.
God forbid I pronounce it wrong.
You got a teacher in here.
But I forgot my point. Never mind.
No, but he was... Ahmadinejad was being interviewed. Was it in New York just last week? And he actually admitted to having these nuclear agents.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, are you bluffing? Because he said there are multiple. He actually admitted to that. Right. And I'm thinking, he really wants Iran to get bombed. He's like, change, yes, we can, yeah. come yeah. bomb us, you know?
Yeah, well, he's not very smart, obviously.
No, and I always thought that he denied the whole Holocaust. I thought, right. that can't be. Yeah. I need to hear it to believe it. And I actually firsthand heard it on NPR mm-hmm. in Farsi yeah. as he was being translated.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this guy really does deny that it happened
yeah.
because his point is, who knows how many? What are the numbers? It's still happening in the world, but why are we focused? And it's like, do you not go read your history book. Stop embarrassing yeah. Iranians.
But they have,
you know?
Different history books. You see, that's the thing. They go by different books altogether.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing yeah. that this guy represents Iran.
Yeah.
It's just really, really shameful.
Yeah.
But, you know. And he's dumb.
He'll be like, you're a dummy.
He doesn't know how to dress. He's always wearing the same blazer.
Funny you should know this.
We should really take him shopping.
Just give me the credit card.
Yeah, the guy wants to destroy the world, and she's checking out what he's wearing.
And then let's sit all in a circle and hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Oh. We'll change the world, you and I.
Yeah, one person at a time, right?
It's true. One change in the world, one smile
but
at a time.
But isn't the violence cyclic, like around Earth? Like, think of it before 1492, before Elizabeth like kicked out the Moors from
right.
Spain.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of violence there that the Arabs did, but then the Spanish came and did their own acquisition and
right.
all that. And I think Christianity had its violence. And
oh, yeah.
Actually, Judaism hasn't.
No.
And I tell my girlfriends, I'm like, you guys just don't believe in retaliation? Go kick that guy's butt. He did that. She's like, no.
No,
okay.
We believe in retaliation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very much so. Israel retaliates every time. But no, Judaism does not try to convert people. Yes,
yeah.
and promote it and everything. It's more like by attraction.
Yeah.
We just make everybody feel guilty.
Yeah.
About everything they do.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't have done that.
Kill you with guilt.
Even
exactly.
in the Old Testament, I mean, really before Jesus, it's the peace is promoted.
Yeah.
And I think like Christianity has had its share of violence, and
right.
Islam has, obviously. Buddhism hasn't. But I think it does go around the world. I just can't wait for it to stop. Maybe I'm just a dreamer. I
right.
don't know. I believe the generations after us are going to be on a better path. I really, really, really.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I think technology is bringing this awesome connection.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook and
right.
all that. Is,
I agree.
It's going to be... did you see District 9?
Yes, I did. I did. It was a great movie,
yeah, I mean,
actually.
they had love and metal. I mean, that flower at the end.
I
don't
want
to give it away. And they just really combined love and technology. They sent this great message. I was moved by it.
Mm.
And that was made for us optimistic people. That
right.
No, I mean, it's the same thing in the election of our president. Like, whether you believe, whether he actually makes the change or not, just the fact that all these people believed in it and want it, and the first time, like, America came together to say, you know what, they're motivated and they're inspired. I think that in itself is showing that people want you know, to believe, and people want things to get better, and people want peace, and, you know, right. I think that is a step in within itself. Whether he achieves it or not, yeah. just that we're all able to come together exactly. and believe in that, I think is amazing, and I think things are constantly going to get better, and yeah. I think they are, you know?
I think so, you know, and you also see kids, like, not really caring about differences and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you see, like, mixed races in school all the time. They don't even see their differences,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And that, so...
I think I really do. Like, I believe in it. And I think the social networking sites, I mean, the fact that, you know, you can talk to people in completely mm-hmm. different countries. I write for an online newspaper, mm-hmm. And it's called Brouhaha.
Oh.
And I don't even know what it means.
Yeah. The thing is, you write for a paper like that.
Anyway, I always write opinion pieces because I can't write anything about politics or history. So, but this woman in Dubai... she wrote me randomly and said she read it, and she said that she feels, she was like, the world is changing, and, you know, and it's nice to see people on another side of the world, like, you know, thinking the same way as I do, a complete stranger, and, you know, believing in, you yeah. know, the power, you know, of one and all that kind of stuff. And just the fact that you can, you know, hit someone like that and affect somebody, you know, over there, and yeah. just that there are people over there, and you can, you know, we're on the same page, and these social networking sites and all these things are giving us a way to connect with one another, and
yeah.
you know,
and connect and really agree to disagree, because to accept, you know, that we're different, and mm-hmm. we're just, and I think, like, if you and I believe that the generations are getting better, and then the next person doesn't believe that, the greatest thing you can say is, well, I don't know, this is my opinion, and move on. And I think the kids today are very open. They see, oh, I, you know, I've heard all this stuff about Iran, and then they meet someone in college, and like, okay, well, maybe I need to check and see how government is against its own people there. Mm-hmm. And all this information is really being transferred through technology and the connection online, and I'm really thankful to that.
Yeah.
I see it every day. I see it every day with the American kids mm-hmm. and how intelligent they are. And
you can make a small change anywhere. I have to say, mm-hmm. like, I write all these positive messages on Facebook, like mm-hmm. these statuses, and in the year, however long I've been on there, I am seeing, like, friends who never did any of this. Like, suddenly they're leaving quotes as their status updates and positive things that mm-hmm. they used to make fun of me, and now I don't say anything to them, but it just, yeah. like, puts a smile on my face by just, you know, that one person spreading, you know, the positivity or love.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely affects the people around.
That's all you
yeah.
can do. You just played something that was funny about God being, you know, it's unbelievable what we believe in. It's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
I think we are now on the same path with goodness. Oh, goodness can't be spread all around. Come on, stop dreaming. Maybe not, but what if? You
yeah.
know, why not keep trying? So
yeah, why keep, like, going back to the other side? Like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know, if you
yeah.
believe in that so much, why can't you just switch over and be like, you know what, maybe it is possible.
Was it Mother Teresa who said, I'm not anti-war, I am pro-peace?
Pro-peace? Is
yeah,
that
and
said?
That's all you mm. can do, you know. I mean, if you don't want violence, promote peace.
Don't you feel like the Star Spangled Banner should be playing right now?
Well, he played us a song we should bring our own.
Yeah. And we'll be running for, well, I'm not
yeah. Hello, America!
And here I play Camel Toe.
Oh, men and women.
Did you know that Bill Gates lost $7 billion this year?
Oh,
it's like me yeah. losing 20.
Like pocket change.
I know. What do you do with that money?
Oh, that's a lot of money. But he's become a philanthropist. You know, I mean,
he gives a lot. Yeah.
He gives a lot. Yeah. And
that's,
you know,
my
I
point.
Mean, you'd imagine anybody would, though. I mean, if you had that kind of money.
No, not anybody would, though.
No?
Well, eventually
with
you will.
That kind of money.
Eventually you will.
No.
Well, no, because what happens is that he found out, and I'm sure of this. I've never talked to him, but. That's what I was talking about on one show previously, that people are constantly going after money and then eventually realize that that only fulfills you so much. That's why you'll see most celebrities after a while being like, the first time that I felt fulfilled in my life is when I started doing charitable work and doing things for others.
Yeah.
And I think it's the first time you realize your purpose on this earth. And that's why they never stop doing it. And
yeah.
I guarantee you, like, this is probably the most fulfilled he's ever been.
Who's
yeah,
his partner, though? Bill Gates' partner? I forget his name.
Yeah, Paul Allen?
He bought... the biggest yacht. He named it Octopus.
Yeah, you I mean, have to get closer to
oh,
the
he,
mic.
He actually...
She's like getting comfortable.
She's
lounge
said we made
chair.
A coffee on here. Give her another hour, she'll be talking about cock.
You just embarrassed the shit out of her.
I totally did. She put her hands over her. I just had to go with that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this,
sorry, go.
This laugh will take 2 minutes. Keep going.
So he went all the way from 57 to 50 billion.
Oh, poor guy. I feel bad for him. Yeah. Maybe we should start a collection. I lost $100 the other day. Like, that seriously sent me over the edge.
Yeah,
$100 bill. And I probably look like such an idiot, but it was like 3 days later I went into Starbucks because that's where I think I lost it. And I was kind of quiet about it. And I said to the barista, I know this is going to be a crazy question. I said, did anyone happen to turn in a $100 bill?
Yeah.
And she smiled and I said, I know it sounds crazy, but I've turned in money. And she was like, no, people have. Yeah. And not yours.
Not $100.
And she said, you know what I believe though? She said, good karma is going to come back to you. And I was like, I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I said, no, obviously, like, you know, the universe wanted me to lose it and someone else needed it.
I thought you were in Vegas or something. Keep gambling.
Keep telling yourself that.
Well, I mean, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah.
My best friend said to me, she's like, I can't believe you're not sitting here crying and freaking out. I'm like, it's not going to bring my $100
back.
Yeah,
exactly. What are you going to do? You know, I mean.
I just said, welcome to my life. Yeah. So I just become cynical about it. Yeah. Self-deprecating. Yeah. Guess I got to work another shift.
Yeah, because she's got to stay positive. God forbid. God forbid she'll complain. It's okay. It's okay to get angry when you lose your money. It's fine.
I know.
You just say like, oh, that sucks.
I did. I was just like, kept looking through my purse. Like, just like it was going to suddenly appear.
Yeah.
And then as a Jew, which this I say is a Jew because my friend who is cute, Catholic Cuban, when I was growing up, said that he used to pray to this saint called Saint Anthony anytime you lose something. So there I was going, Saint Anthony, Saint Anthony. But I have to tell you, it works.
Then
for like,
Saint Anthony goes, wrong religion.
Well, it didn't come with the money, but it works. Like when I lost my earring, I'm like, I know Saint Anthony, you're going to find it for me, and there it is. Like, or something, but not with the money. Not with the money.
That sucks. I mean, I went to Vegas and I never gamble, but right when we got there, my mom won $1,300 in the dollar, and I thought, I could do this. And I started getting brave and played blackjack or something, and I lost $100 in the first. I put it, it was a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Doesn't take long, huh?
You were not
like,
conservative.
Wait, where's my money? I changed my mind.
You obviously weren't at a $5 table. You're like, $100 down.
No, I mean, she won $1,300. We just got there waiting for the room.
Yeah.
And I felt, I went there and I put $100 down. It was gone.
Yeah. No, this $100, I was going to the bank with it for rent, not to gamble. But no,
well,
my friend...
Let's teach you, how do you lose a $100 bill?
My crappy wallet, and I'm going to sue them.
Yeah, right.
No, I tried paying at Starbucks that day with $100 because I had nothing else. And I said, do you buy any chance of change? And they're like, no. And I said, okay. And I thought I put it back. So that was the only reason why I was taking it out.
I see.
And then I put it on my credit card and overdrew my account and had to pay $35 for that.
Oh, fuck.
So I lost $135.
Oh,
but I'm still smiling.
Coffee.
That is an expensive coffee. That's funny.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So Lemon on Beauty Salons cater to kids with chocolate facials. What does that mean?
I don't know, but I think it's time to go. We're starting to talk shit now.
I know. I'm going to go home and be like, wow, I feel terrible about myself.
All right. Well, Ellie, do you have anything you want to plug? I mean, do you want people to find you? Would you rather just stay anonymous?
They could listen to my songs on Rhapsody under October Hill. And
your songs?
Yeah.
You didn't even talk about that.
Yeah. Well, we didn't.
I'm like an artichoke. There are many layers.
Yeah. So why am I talking about chocolate facials?
But yeah.
So where is it again? Rhapsody?
Rhapsody under October Hill.
And Rhapsody.com, is it?
Rhapsody.com,
oh,
yes.
I see. Mm-hmm.
What kind of music is it?
It's they call it shoegazer, because it's like depressing music. But I would like
call it
you know, ballad. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Is sounds cool.
In Farsi?
No.
I don't know.
In Arabic.
Well,
no, actually,
Sam sings in Hebrew.
So. Sam, you sing?
I do. I
oh.
Do. Yeah.
Can
that
I
was
hear?
Him doing camel toe.
No, you can't hear anything.
That was his song.
You'll have to listen to the future show. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us,
Thank
Ellie.
You for having
You're
me.
A
it
lot
was a
of
pleasure.
Fun. Of course. Thank of you. Course. And Sherry? What am I doing?
I don't know.
Hello. This is your
this
creator.
Is fun. I love your creator.
Yeah, I totally pressed the wrong button.
He's like, take your clothes off. God is telling you.
All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back here tomorrow, God willing.
Now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA
Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.